This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Washington has seen some of its highest rates of coronavirus since the new year, but the picture is starting to change. KUOW's Paige Browning is here now for a chat on what to know about the virus this week. Paige, hi.
Hey, Kim.
All right, well, let's start with where the numbers stand right now. How many people have the virus?
A lot of people. I'm sure you might know someone who has it right now. Mm-hmm. The most recent estimate statewide is that 88,000 people are currently positive in Washington. Basically, statewide, we're still at one of the highest rates of the pandemic. But that has not been officially updated since the 5th of this month, so the surge actually may have slowed down since then. And here's why, Kim. Cases are down 20% in King County in the last week. I want to say that again.
Yeah.
Cases down 20% in the last week in King County. Case rates are still staggeringly high, but maybe we're on our way out of Omicron's worst grip.
Paige, I'm grateful for that bit of good news, but we do know that hospitalizations and deaths lag behind spikes in cases in the data. So what are you seeing there?
Yeah, although the data shown by the Department of Health is not yet complete for the last week or two, it appears the rolling 7-day average of hospitalizations is also starting to come down in the last week, but it's still higher than it was in the previous peak in the fall statewide. It is going to be really tough for hospitals for a few more weeks. There's just no other way to say it. And you'll remember 100 National Guard members are going to start helping the really strained hospital staff by order from the governor. And Kim, this has been a hard month for people losing loved ones to COVID. The rate of deaths has increased in the last week by 126% in King County. That means 4 people are dying each day in King County from the disease.
Mm. Well, let's try to interpret what that all means. Is there a light at the end of the Omicron outbreak yet?
Well, I don't want to get our hopes up too much because we know this virus has surprised us many a time. But if we're not tapering off yet, we could be very soon. We're getting that prediction from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation that's based at UW. Epidemiologist Ali H. Mokhdad says the peak of Omicron transmission will occur in nearly every country within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And you might remember South Africa, the UK, even New York City have already tapered off from Omicron cases. So it's going to happen at different times, depending on where you live in the Northwest. But our stats are starting to look like we may have passed the peak of Omicron in King County.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah.
Paige, we have been hearing a lot about schools getting sidelined by COVID after the holidays. My household went to remote learning for 10 days because of it.
Mm.
Why are there so many cases in schools right now in Seattle and around Washington?
Well, simply put, case rates went up everywhere after the holidays in Washington. Schools were not immune to that. We're dealing with a very, very transmissible virus in the community. In Seattle Public Schools, here's one number making news today. 2,600. That's 2,600 people in schools have COVID this month already in Seattle. That's almost double the number for all of fall semester. There was also a bigger effort on testing this month than in the fall. So some people think that could have turned up more cases than we would have known about otherwise.
And speaking of testing, the federal government is making strides right now to make testing easier for people. Exciting news today, people can order 4 free test kits in the mail. What do we need to know about this? How do we do it?
Yeah, every household in the U.S. can order up to 4 tests, and they're the rapid kind. They're being sent through the U.S. Postal Service, and they hope to ship them out within 7 to 12 days of you clicking order. But this being launched this week, we'll see if that timeline stays on track. You order them at this simple website, covidtests.gov. And let's just say you don't want to wait, Kim. You can now get reimbursed by insurance for the test kits that you buy. That insurance policy put in place by President Biden took effect over this past weekend.
All right. KUOW's Paige Browning with the latest on the COVID pandemic. Paige, thank you for this.
You're welcome, Kim.